Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Bishop Robert Brennan, the Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Bishop.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you today.
So great to have you. We're continuing our conversation on the joy of the gospel, actually really wrapping up our conversation on the joy of the gospel today. A reminder that that is the great document that our Holy Father Pope Francis has given us, which Bishop really uses as a framework for his vision for the diocese. But let's begin with the prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Lord God, we give you thanks for your protection, your fatherly guidance of our life. Continue to help us in all of our needs. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Bishop, to kind of wrap things up, you know, Pope Francis is really a great pastor, and he's really very practical. And he gives us in this document on evangelization some practical lessons for each of us, whether we be priests or religious or lay people, on how to evangelize. And especially, we see this in paragraph 127 through 129. And he really frames it as like a conversation. What does our Holy Father mean by this?
Well, I think I would say two things. One, there's that scriptural reference of the road to Emmaus, the conversation. I think that gives you a great gospel image of exactly what he's talking about here. But when you think about it, that's the human encounter. That's really the most normal way that we engage with one another and encounter one another, come to know one another. So it seems obvious almost that that personal conversation would be the groundwork for this kind of evangelization.
So, you know, in the Acts of the Apostles, which, you know, we read so often throughout the season of Easter, we hear, you know, Peter or John or Philip kind of boldly preaching. But, you know, those are really just kind of exceptional, you know,
That's right.
events. Most of the evangelization of the apostles and us are really in these intimate conversations we have with the people in our life.
They're the one-on-one conversations. So, yes, Peter, on the day of Pentecost, went out and into the streets, and he preached boldly. When he preached one of his bigger messages, it was really a follow-up to that encounter with the man outside the temple gate whom he engaged in conversation. And it started out, what can I do for you? I don't have silver or gold, but I can do something. I can give you, in the name of Jesus, arise and walk. It started out just as recognizing a man in need and beginning to talk with him.
So really we find conversations, our daily conversations, are really sort of the forum for evangelization. Then our Holy Father moves on and he says that we should be respectful and gentle in this. You know, so often the people that we converse with probably don't share our same worldview. They may not believe in God, and they certainly probably may not agree with us on political issues. But it's interesting, the Holy Father emphasizes this need for respect and for gentleness.
That's an important point, because that is not watering down the gospel at all. What we need to do is begin this encounter so that people can themselves listen. You hit somebody over the head with a club, well, that's about as far as you're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the conversation. But really, we've said this before, evangelization begins with introducing Jesus. It doesn't begin with doctrine. Mm-hmm. It doesn't begin with politics. It's very simply, let me tell you about my friend Jesus.
It's interesting. You know, he also adds to this that it's really about personal dialogue. And I just watched a video the USCCB put out that Bishop Barron narrates. And, you know, he emphasizes, especially with our outreach to the unaffiliated and to the nons, the nuns, that, you know, really appeals to morality, to the good or to the truth, aren't really the first entrance, but really to the beauty he talks about, to justice, and then it kind of opens up where we can talk about the truth, you know.
That's right. It's an attraction, and Yes, he presented some of the bare bones of that too. The bishops had our meeting back in November. He chairs the Evangelization and Catechesis Committee, but he's been working on this for years.
Yeah.
And he does. He speaks the language. But even Bishop Barron, how did he get that data? He got it by listening.
Yeah.
He started by listening to the unaffiliated. And that's how you begin a conversation. You begin by showing an interest in the person, by listening to where they are, what they want to tell you, and what they're concerned about. And rather than you coming in as the dogmatic know-it-all.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, that begins a dialogue, listening, questioning, walking with. It's not an end in itself. And that's what the Pope is too, you know, respectful, gentle. It's not an end in itself. It's drawing into a deeper relationship.
And often it seems that maybe Christian apologists or evangelists, and even I would say preachers, they're providing answers, but to questions that people aren't asking. And that's, I think, is the key, is that we have to kind of listen to people to see what the gospel specifically has to offer that person.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what Jesus did on the road to Emmaus. He listened first. That's what Jesus did all the way through, right? Mm-hmm. When the woman at the well, he just engaged in conversation. They started off talking about water. And she ended up telling him all about her life.
Yeah, that's beautiful. The Holy Father does say, though, you know, that in this conversation and in this dialogue, that there may be the opportunity to kind of lay out the message. Maybe it's a scripture passage. Maybe it's a brief summary of, you know, what Jesus does for us. But there may be opportunities for that.
More than that, we want to look for those opportunities. Again, evangelization, on the other hand, is not just a barroom conversation. Talking about the Bengals or the Browns. But it is leading towards something. And that's right. There are fundamental messages. There are fundamental messages, the Pope uses that word, that that we need to begin to engage and show where Jesus is the answer to those fundamental questions.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, these conversations, I mean, we don't have to fully catechize them in one conversation. I mean, there are plenty of issues that can be talked about later down the road. It's really just the basic message that we need to communicate.
You know, we've talked about some of the different mission movements here in this diocese, and I'm so impressed. And we've talked a little bit about SPO, and we've talked about Focus, and we've seen Damascus, some of them with the youth. They always begin with friendship.
Mm-hmm.
They always begin with friendship. And then it goes to the deeper levels as time goes on and the deeper invitations. So that's really what evangelization is about. One of the things I love that he says in this paragraph 127, he says, and often it moves to that level of evangelization in unexpected ways, that God just gives us these unexpected opportunities to raise a concept or an idea or to show where Jesus is. Is the answer to a question that somebody's yearning for.
And, you know, I hear this often from people that, well, you know, I was in a conversation with someone, and either one, they were afraid, when that door opened, they were afraid to kind of put it out there, or that maybe they felt like they weren't clever enough or they didn't catch that the door was open. And I think we still have to just keep practicing, you know, like maybe we're not going to, you know, no one bats 1,000, you know, like.
That's right.
We got to keep swinging. We got to keep swinging.
That's right. That's right.
But and I think the Holy Father is mindful of that, and that's part of that attention.
And, you know, this is an important point, too. As you're jumping all the way toward the end of the document in the 170s, he talks about the resurrection of Christ, and he says, never give up. Never give up. Often we can get discouraged if we're looking for immediate results, and it's great when we see the immediate results. But he says, never, ever give up. Trust that if God can raise Jesus from the dead, God can do anything. And it's like planting the seed and watching the blade come up out of the ground. You may see the whole thing, you may not, but you have to trust that God's doing his part underneath. And I think that's an important point in this as well. I hear that especially from parents and grandparents talking about their young. My message to them always is never give up. Never lose hope. You may see the results, you may not see the results, but trust me, your joy and your authenticity is getting through.
Yeah.
You know, and it may be at a time of real need or tragedy, but somehow or another, God will do the work underneath.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much, Bishop. Let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, help us to be your witnesses in the lives of those that we encounter, that we may bring Christ to them and that they might come to know him, especially with the joy that fills our hearts as his disciples. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Bishop Brennan. Thank you, Bishop, for joining
us again.
Thank you.
It's always pleasant to talk with you.
And we have now wrapped up this great document, The Joy of the Gospel, but of course, we're still going to have conversations with Bishop.
There's plenty to talk about.
So, great. Until next time, peace and all good.
A reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 14 through 19. We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, cheer the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient with all. See that no one returns evil for evil. Rather, always seek what is good, both for each other and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit.